You said that your campus ministries are, for the most part, completely incorporated into your church, and that is the same situation that our campus ministry is involved in. The thing that we struggle with is actually incorporating the students in with the rest of the congregation. The mentality, I guess, is we're here for 4 years, no point in really getting plugged in because we're going to be gone just as soon as we get here. So how do you deal with that mentality? How do you get the students plugged into the rest of the congregation?
Well, there's so much into that question. It sounds like to me, and I'm not there, so this can't be a judge. It just sounds like the ministry doesn't have the correct mission, because I almost can't even imagine that. There's not a student that comes in that we don't share with them that you are an integral part of this church, and that they. I don't know. I don't even know how to answer that. It's just like, to me, it's like, well, you must be dealing with kids growing up in the church, and that's pretty much it, because that's what some of them that come into church show up at our place. That's their mentality, is we're here for 4 years. Actually, we're here for 5 meetings, and when our mother and father quit asking if we're here, we won't be here anymore. But you've just got to cast a different vision that says you are the church, and a different vision. Give them a mission to go out and find other people. When that happens, then you automatically become, you are the church.
I don't think there's a member in my campus ministry that thinks I'm here for 4 years and then I'm leaving. I honestly don't think that out of, in our ministry. Once they come and they catch a vision of what we're doing as a church, they're not thinking about going anywhere else. When they graduate, they understand I'm either staying here and plugging into this church and being a part of the vision that's going on here, or I'm going on a church plant that this church sends out. I really do believe that. And I think you got to do a better vision of casting, or do a better job of casting that vision to them, to understand they are a part of something bigger. They're not just at that school because that's the school that they chose to go to. And casting that vision for them of what they can do and how they're going to be a part of that church. And then also getting your adults, our adults, on the breaks, our students. A lot of them don't go home. They know that they have a place to stay. They stay on breaks and on, during the summer with our members. We have an adopt-a-student program that helps to draw that in and things like that. There's a lot of things that we do that help them feel like a more intricate part of what's going on.
You know, I'm somewhat out of place, I think, probably because I don't work with campus ministries, but I would say that problem is not unique to campus ministries, and a church that is located close to a military base or has some other, heavy traffic. I've worked with the Fairfax Church of Christ in Virginia. There's about a 40 to 50% turnover every 4 to 6 years of the membership there. And so there are other reasons that other churches have those kinds of struggles. And I think it's helpful to rearticulate your vision for that church so that they begin seeing that traffic as a part of the mission. And a part of the problem for us is that in the churches of Christ, we tend to think autonomously of the local congregation. We don't think of having a national influence in the churches of Christ. We don't think that way. And so if you can reframe your vision so that you're having an impact nationally on the churches of Christ by sending these people out, then all of a sudden you have invested reason in the core that's going to be there all along to connect in such a way that these are your missionaries. Mission work is not just in another country. And I found that to be very effective and very helpful. And seen other churches turn that around because of that reframing of their vision.
I worked with a congregation in Florida. There was a military congregation. And we met with them the day they attended, before they placed membership, told them our vision, told them we wanted them to be at work and how we wanted to use them according to what their talent, skills, and things were. Within a week or so, they were working. And 4 years when they left, there was somebody else that came in and filled their spot. So I think it's just a matter of targeting them right up front, put them to work.
Well, I'm not on the panel, but one of the things when I first started my ministry at a junior college, that was the same problem I went in with, and so I turned it around. Instead of having the students kind of integrate into the church, I decided to make the church integrate into my ministry, And so now I have more and more adults coming in, volunteering at the ministry, coming cooking dinners, coming hanging out with the students, and they see the church now as, oh, people and not that building and not that thing that's going on there. And now the people in the church, when they see the students out at the store or something, there's this connection now. And so we've developed these kind of relationships. And although we don't get as many students coming to worship, we have a whole lot more who'll come and be a part of things that we do, maybe activities or whatever we're doing. So if you just reverse the attitude and make the church come into your campus ministry, it just has made a whole lot of difference, where they come in and just come down, and maybe I get them to make a gift bag at finals time, and they all bake cookies. Well, everyone makes a dozen cookies, so you've got 70 people making a dozen cookies. Now they're part of that ministry. And so, and then it just kind of naturally, it'll kind of turn from there. But it's been very effective for us.
I appreciate it. That's kind of what I was thinking about, is if they're not finding community in the local congregation, then create it. Don't let these students slip through the church, at least their church and their campus ministry experience, and not and walk away without understanding what God's community looks like. And I think you've got the answer. If you can't find that in the local church as much as you want it, on your campus ministry site, wherever that is, create that community and get those elders, get those people to come down and see those students in action, and let your students be doing the worship leading and the teaching and the sharing, and they can see how valuable they are, and then make your pitch and say, look, these guys are the ones who are going to carry this thing on. They're valuable. Don't you want them in your church revitalized? But then again, you've got to accept, like one church I was familiar with in a campus ministry, they just don't make campus ministry the focus of their church. And it's really too bad. It's just such a missed opportunity. But don't let those students miss out on understanding what community is just because that local church does not make it a focus for them.
Another question. Ryan Lloyd.